أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Baqarah, I'd like to reiterate the 9 sections and I'll call it the Baqarah Institution of Learning. So you start off in the first section by putting yourself in one of the 3 classes. Either you are a believer, or you cover up the truth, or you are a hypocrite. The university or the institution will only benefit those who are muttaqeen, those who protect themselves from anything that stops positive development. Second section, Allah, the sole authority of this institution. Third section, he talks about his first student, Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Fourth section, he talks about his challenging students, the Bani Israel. Fifth section, he talks about his star student, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now you know the history of the institution. He now inaugurates a new class, changes the Qibla, calls this class Middle Nation. Seventh section, the learning objectives for the new class. They're all listed here. Eighth section, advanced learning. Now it's time to learn about smart investments, to learn about the absolute awesomeness of Allah in Ayatul Kursi. And finally, in the 9th section, the ethos of the institution, the core beliefs and the du'as to maintain them in Aman al-Rasul. In the last talk, we've looked extensively at the first section, in which we saw the 5 qualities of the muttaqeen, the 3 qualities of the kuffar, and the 7 qualities of the munafiqun. And all these in essence to allow us to introspect, to look within ourselves and see where we stand. Now let's move up to section 2. And that's all about Allah. This section is like the brochure that tells you all about this learning institution. So we have 9 ayat here, from 21 to 29. We'll look at each one and then summarize them. So let's start with 21. Here Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O human beings, اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. اعبدوا denotes a full-time, a total commitment. So he's saying, become full-time slaves of your Rabb, the one who created you and those before you, again so that you may become those who protect yourselves from anything that stops positive development. So if I paraphrase it, he's saying, register with the Baqarah learning institutions for the lifetime course. There's no part-timers here, so that nothing stops you from reaching your full potential. In Ayah 22, he says, we have made for you the earth as a flooring, the heavens as a ceiling. We've provided for you water from the skies, and then this results in fruits for you. So don't set up any competitors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By paraphrasing it, I will say that no competing institution matches this one. This one provides everything. Besides the learning, it provides you with protection and provision. And then in Ayah 23, a challenge. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are in doubt as to the syllabus, if there's anything like it, try it. Try copying it. Try producing something like it. I'll paraphrase this. There is no learning institution which has a teaching like this one. And this is his challenge. In Ayah 24, he says, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. You won't do it and you can't do it. So he's predicting and asserting that no one can bring forth its like either in form or meaning. And then a warning. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. To those who cover up the truth about it, he says, be wary of the torment of the fire and of denial and confusion in this world. Talking of the fire whose fuel is men and stones, in other words, the stone idols that they created for their own benefits. Further on in the Quran, we will see where Allah talks about hearts becoming like stones of those who cover up and their ungratefulness. So to paraphrase this, he says, if it is not divine learning, if it is not an institution that has come from divinity, then it will only lead to confusion in the world and torment in the hereafter. And then a beautiful ayah for those who register. He says, وَبَشْرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. For those who register in their belief and then manifest their belief. In other words, manifest the learning that they've had in their good deeds. There is Jannah. And there's a visual description of this Jannah. There's these gardens with rivers flowing by. Permanent soulmates. And he gives a little description by saying, كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها. When they will enter this Jannah and they will see the fruit, the provision in it, they'll say, this is what was given to us before, and they shall be given the likes of it. Alluding to the fact that the experience of the state of the garden can be tasted here in the world and in the hereafter. The earthly garden, which is in essence the state of joy and freedom, is only a physical echo of the original garden of the hereafter. And to experience the earthly garden is to have an advanced taste of Jannah. The permanent soulmates, or as the Quran described them as azwajum mutahhara, pure mates, are perfect complements to oneself. It signifies that the opposites will have met and become harmonized in contentment. I'll paraphrase it. If you register and learn at this institution, Jannah on earth and Akhirah is guaranteed. All you have to do is become a student of the Baqarah institution. Now ayah 26, which is beautiful. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Allah is not ashamed to give you an example in teaching, whether it is of a mosquito or anything above that. He's not embarrassed to teach you at your level. The examples are to suit the audience. All good teachers will bring themselves down to the level of their students. And then he says, those who will criticize, question these parables and say, why would Allah use something like that? Why couldn't he have an ology, something more intellectual? And these people he calls fasiqeen, those who cross the line. These are the rejectors. So I'll paraphrase this. At this institution, it is student-centered learning. It's brought down to the level of the human being. There are no big words, no big ologies. And those who are seeking the truth will gain knowledge from even the most subtle of things. The next ayah now, ayah 27, describes the fasiq. Who are these fasiqeen? What is the qualities of the fasiqeen, those who cross the line? So number one, they break the original covenant of accepting divinity. If we look at Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 172, Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَعَشَّدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. When your Rabb brought you forward from the children of Adam, from their backs, their descendants, and made them bear witness against their own souls, that means Allah asked, am I not your Rabb? And they said, yes, we bear witness. In other words, before our bringing down to earth, when we were all created, we were created not piecemeal, but as a whole. And all the souls from now till Qiyamah, all together, standing there, and they were asked, by Allah, am I your Rabb? And we all said, yep, we bear witness, you are our Rabb. So here Allah says, the fasiq is one who breaks their original covenant. It's ingrained in his nafs, but he has broken it. Number two, he cuts apart that which Allah commands to keep together. Classical example is sila rahim, family ties, womb ties. Allah commands those to be kept together, but a fasiq will cut apart those. Allah commands unifying the ummah. A fasiq will break it apart. Third quality, they cause corruption in the earth. We've seen this quality once before when we looked at the qualities of the munafiqun. So to paraphrase this, this ayah gives you the qualities of those who will criticize and challenge the syllabus of divine learning. And then in ayah 28, Allah emphasizes his authority by saying, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ عَلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. How can you deny Allah when you were dead and he gave you life? Then he will cause you to die and again bring you to life, and to him you will return. So this is the circle of life. Physically, we were only inanimate matters. and then brought to life with the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will then die and be resurrected again and finally return to our Creator. And that's why we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And finally, in Ayah 29, he says, all resources are available for your learning. He says, it is He who created for you all that is in the earth. Then He directed Himself to the heaven and fashioned it as seven heavens, and He knows all things. So the resources of the world were all available to you to be able to reach your full potential. If I paraphrase that, this learning institution covers all aspects of life. Everything is covered. And all this should inspire gratitude in the human being. I'd like to now summarize these 9 points very, very quickly. So number one, register with the institution for a lifetime course. Number two, it provides protection and provision besides learning. And no competitor matches this. So just don't go set somebody up. Number three, the syllabus is comprehensive and that's a challenge. Number four, you will never find a better one. Any alternate will cause confusion and torment in the hereafter. Number five, this guarantees you Jannah in the dunya and the akhirah. Number six, the learning is tailored to the students. It's absolutely student-centric. And the only one who will reject it, who will criticize it and question it, is the fasiq, the one who crosses the line. Number seven, the qualities of a fasiq. Who is the person who crosses the line? Number eight, the sole authority of this university is the creator of life itself, the creator of the circle of life. And finally, number nine, this institution covers all aspects of life. And it lays before the human being all the resources of the worlds and the heavens to be able to understand and reach their full potential. Inshallah, more tomorrow.